Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome all around the world to one of my favorite topics, inspiring quotes. Can quotes really change your life? Apparently, yes. Many people say that the right words from the right person at the right time had a profound effect on them. As a result, their perspective and attitude was so transformed that it did, in fact, have a major impact on the future direction of their life. Join us today one of my absolute favorite guests, your health guru, Beverly Nadler, and myself, as we share some of our favorite quotes, there is a very good chance you will add these special quotes to your list of favorites. I love this show because all of my adult years, even teenage years, I collected quotes, literally. I have books and books of quotes. I have on every single topic you can imagine. I generally add one or two, maybe three or more quotes on each and every show because I really believe that's what people remember. That's what rings a bell as relates to the whole show. Just when you go to a Broadway show or you watch a movie, when you're coming out, you're not quoting the lines that were said typically. You're humming that song, that memorable song. You're singing it. So even though there are many famous lines from many favorite movies and shows, it's oftentimes the music that you have playing in your head a lot. So, Beverly, I'm so delighted that you said, let's do a show on quotes. So here it is, your favorites, my favorites, over to you.
Well, thank you for that, Joyce. This is a very delightful show for me also. The difficult part of it is out of the, I would say, hundreds of thousands of quotes that we have between us, choosing the ones to share is actually almost difficult. But we're planning to do a really good job at this in giving you not only inspiring quotes, transforming quotes, but there'll be a little bit of humor in here. Also, some of the names we don't know who said them, you know, the right person at the right time. And some of them will be familiar to you. And some may be very famous people that are simply not familiar to you because they're long gone in the past. But I would like to begin with four of my very favorite quotes, each on a different subject. And I think they are particularly impactful. I love Groucho Marx's statement about happiness. Each morning when I open my eyes, I say to myself, I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I just have one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it. I consider that such wisdom, and of course, Groucho spent his life making other people happy through his humor, because humor has a profound effect on us, and we've also done shows on humor. So that is one of my favorites.
I just want to add to that one. Wait, Beverly, I want to add to that one because it's totally connected. And that's Voltaire. I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. So that's very similar to what Groucho said. And we just want to drive home the point that it is a choice. So when you really get that in your gut, you can make that choice as well. Choose to be happy because it is good for your health.
And it's good for everybody around you. It's good for your relationships. It's just a powerful thing. As is peace, having inner peace. And here is another favorite of mine. It's by an unknown, I guess, anonymous. That's Joyce's favorite poet, right? It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. And that is so true because there's so much that goes on in life that we didn't particularly want to happen. But if we can maintain the peace, that is so important. And what helps me maintain the peace is another of my favorite quotes, which is not just a quote to me, it is a reality that I continuously reinforce in many different ways, but it is most well known by a statement of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who was a priest, a mystic, and a scientist, and he said, "We are spiritual beings having a human experience. If we can remember that, if we can think in terms of the fact of our own inner divinity, then we can realize that we are infinite, that we are souls, that we have so much more than we can possibly even think of in a physical form. There is so much to us. And that keeps, when times are bad, you know, difficult, challenging, keep remembering you are a spiritual being. And finally, let me give you, and when I say finally, I mean of my four favorite quotes. This one from Andrew Carnegie, who was Napoleon Hill's mentor. Our brains become magnetized with a dominating thought which we hold in our minds. And by means which no man is familiar, these magnets attract to us the forces, the people, and the circumstances of life which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thoughts.
Well, you certainly had a great selection there, but I want to say I don't believe you can go wrong. If a quote in some way touches your heart and your soul, maybe more so for one person than another, we all know what reaches us in particular. There's no such thing as the wrong quote. As you started off with, how do you choose favorites? I literally have thousands and thousands. There's no way I could put a value judgment on what is my favorite, because it, you know, like the right time, the right quote, the right person makes a difference. So in no particular order, but just on the heels of what you said, and you were talking about peace, one of the hotbeds of the world, of course, is the Mideast in Israel. So on peace, Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, said if the Palestinians laid down their arms, there would be no more wars. If the Israel laid down their arms, there would be no more Israel. Israel's very near and dear to my heart. So on peace, I just wanted to add that one. And quote from Nelson Mandela about Israel. This is how I feel about Israel. Again and again, we have to fight anti-Semitism. Again and again, we have to fight hard for its survival. Again and again, we have to fight against all odds, surrounded on all sides by its enemies. Again and again, they are dragged into wars they do not want. While the world blames them for those wars, it is a never-ending battle just for the right to exist. So I just wanted to share those two, because when I think of peace, that's where my heart goes, and certainly in the U.S. as well. Edmund Burke said the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing, because he could do only a little. With those quotes, I added, these were in the olden days, everything was men, men, men. So I added, is for good men and women to do nothing. Nobody made a greater mistake than he or she who did nothing, because he could do only a little. So those are my favorite quotes about making a difference. And Voltaire said, every man is guilty of all the good he did not do. I say every man and woman is guilty of all the good he did not do. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, it all begins with each individual. And I love this quote from Persian poet Rumi. Yesterday I was clever and wanted to change the world. Today I am wise and I am changing myself. And that, folks, is the key. It's an interesting thing that we think, you know, you were talking about we can do a little, or we can't do, some people think, well, I can't do enough. If we recognize the fact that we are all one, that there is one energy and it pervades through everything, then anything that we do that assists in our evolution, our personal evolution, actually helps others. Because as Sai Baba said, I am God, and you too are God. The only difference between you and me is that while I'm aware of it, you are completely unaware. Sai Baba was an Indian spiritual leader considered to be an avatar, which is divinity incarnate, to millions of followers all over the world. And he was telling us that we are so much more than we know. And as Paramahansa Yogananda, who is the founder of Self-Realization Fellowship, said, self-realization is the knowing in body, mind, and soul that we are one with the omnipresence of God. Why is that important? Because if that is true, and in the Bible it says, know ye not that ye are gods? That comes from two places in our Holy Bible. Then we recognize that we have the power to make the changes in the world that will provide the peace, that will provide the happiness that we all seek. And hear from another, from Baba Muktananda, the founder of Siddha Yoga. Honor yourself. Worship yourself. Meditate on yourself. God dwells within you as you.
All I could say to those quotes, Beverly, is wow, wow, wow. They are awesome. Again, there's no way I can pick out my favorite 100, my favorite 500. I have tens of thousands of quotes. And if I'm sharing them with you today, there are no favorites, no top so many favorites. They all really have profoundly impacted me, and I've shared them over the years in my shows. Dr. Martin Luther King, the American Baptist minister and activist who was the most visible spokesperson for the civil rights movement from 54 to 68, this is so popular and it rings so true to this very day. From his I Have a Dream speech, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. also shared, this one really touched me. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. So Dr. King, such a great leader, and as you all know, he was assassinated, and we lost a great friend to civil rights and justice.
Beautiful quotes, and so meaningful, and it brings up to my mind one by Mahatma Gandhi. He said, the golden rule of conduct is mutual toleration and respect. We will never all think alike and shall always see truth in different ways. If we could but remember that, we will have not just tolerate the people around us, but respect and understand that we all are different, but we all can contribute something beautiful and wonderful to this vast, incredible, awesome universe in which we live.
Yes. Did you want to say something else?
I'm sorry.
Did you want to continue?
Yes. I want to continue with the reminding people how much they can contribute, not only to their own life, but to what I'd say peace on earth ultimately, whether we're going to see it in our lifetime, I don't know. But our vibrations reach out and make a difference. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And Dr. Thurman Fleet, the chiropractor, philosopher, creator of concept therapy and conceptology, and I know most people do not know him, but he was an incredible person. He said, most of our potential powers lie dormant, but if awakened, they could gain for us all that we desire in life. And Dr. Michael Beckwith, American New Thought minister, author and founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center, said there are laws of the universe And if you practice them, they will respond to you. And the reason I mention that is because we've done many shows on laws of the universe, and we will continue to do shows on them, because having knowledge is what brings more life to these quotes, because we recognize that we do have the power to make tremendous changes both in our own life and in the lives of others. Back to you, Joyce.
As always, Beverly, when you share something, you're always on a roll. Your quotes are terrific, for sure. Winston Churchill, these are some really of my favorites because they so hit home generically for everyone. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And I can tell you, going back decades, I had that one printed out and it was on my desk. That's how far back that was a favorite quote. This one in particular, my God, this hit home like a big bang of firecrackers. H. Jackson Brown Jr., don't say you don't have enough time. You have exactly the same number of hours per day that were given to Helen Keller, Pasteur, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Jefferson, and Albert Einstein. My God, did that hit home so true when we think about, I don't have enough time, and you list people like that, and really knowing they have the exact amount of time that you have each and every day. And this, I know Beverly's thing is the laws, universal laws. I've learned so much from her over the years. So I wanted to share this. What we acknowledge manifests. Our thoughts, words, feelings all come into action. And we attract these realities into our lives, because this is my favorite law, the law of attraction. We are powerful magnets attracting what we want and what we don't want, the good and the bad, the positives and the negatives, depending on what we focus and put our attention on. What you think about, you bring about. That law was always very, very powerful for me.
Oh, everything that you are saying is so meaningful. The quote that you shared before that, I love that one. And this, of course, law of attraction is law of cause and effect. It's law of vibration. It's the universal laws rolled into one, and we attract according to what the dominant thoughts in our mind. And we need to keep that. We need to keep that in mind, along with some of the things that bring us happiness, because though we are spiritual beings, in our human experience, we want to be happy. That's what we seek. And it isn't your position that makes you happy or unhappy. It's your disposition. Happiness is not something you have in your hands. It is something you carry in your heart. Happiness is a healthy mental attitude, a grateful spirit, a clear conscience, and a heart full of love. And he who forgets the language of gratitude can never be on speaking terms with happiness. Back to you, Joyce.
This by Stephen Grellet, G-R-E-L-L-E-T, I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not deter or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. And then we've all heard, if you see something, say something. I added to that, and if possible, do something. That's my take on that. Also, this is mine, that quote that I created years ago as one of the motivating forces for my radio show about making a difference. So I say you can make a difference, one person and one positive action at a time. So start small, think big. Back to you, Beverly.
I'm going to do a few quotes on health because that is one of my major subjects. And I want to say something about these quotes. if you when you begin to see things in a different way, begin to see things how they impact positively, you actually release different chemicals and hormones in your body, and it does make you healthier. It really does. And they're using now brain imaging machines where they're able to actually see the changes that take place just because someone has a different, more positive thought. So if you want to be the picture of health, you'd better have a happy frame of mind. Many people suffer poor health not because of what they eat, but from what is eating them. Our health always seems much more valuable, yeah, after we lose it. Those who ignore health in the pursuit of wealth usually wind up losing both. And, of course, if you understand, they will spend their wealth, because if they're wealthy, they can't get charity, so they're going to spend their wealth in their attempts to get their health back. Better to have a more balanced life and respect the importance of taking care of your health. The trouble with our health is not that we are all run down, but that we are all wound up.
Very good. And as Beverly shared at the beginning, we want to offer you some fun quotes also. The fun quotes, I have more in the areas of love and sex. Let me share some from Mae West. I don't know how much they'll change your life, but at least you can appreciate the humor in them. Between two evils, I always pick the one I never tried before. When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better. Save a boyfriend for a rainy day and another in case it doesn't rain. Cultivate your curves. They may be dangerous, but they won't be avoided. An ounce of performance is worth pounds of promises. And she says, I never worry about diets. The only carrots that interest me are the number you get in a diamond. Love thy neighbor, and if he happens to be tall, debonair, and devastating, will be that much easier. When women go wrong, men go right after them. Opportunity knocks for every man, but you have to give a woman a ring. I only have yes men around me. Who needs no men? Okay, back to you, Beverly. I wanted to put
in some
Mae
West. From Mae West?
Oh, yeah, I have another whole page, so I just shared.
From Mae West, wow.
Yeah.
She was something. I mean, she really was something else. Very, very clever. I've got some quotes here on hope. And sometimes, you know, when things are not going right in your life, not the way you want it, we need to have hope. We need to look for something that is going to turn it around, that's going to be better. Because life is not stagnant. It's moving and it's changing. And the more we're able to change with it by having an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of hopefulness, of expectation, we help to change our lives. And with it, because we affect everything, our vibrations go out there into the universe. We literally help change the world. So God makes a promise. Faith believes it. Hope anticipates it. And patience quietly awaits it. You can't live on hope alone, nor can you live without it. Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and often achieves the impossible. Hope is the anchor of the soul, the stimulus to action, and the incentive to achievement. Hope is putting faith to work when doubting would be easier. And hope is faith holding out its hand in the dark. Back to you.
Okay, and since you enjoyed the Mae West quotes, I figured I'll share some more because they are indeed funny. Love conquers all things except poverty and a toothache. Sex is emotion in motion. Too much of a good thing can be wonderful. All discarded lovers should be given a second chance, but with somebody else. Anything worth doing is worth doing slowly. And these are just some quotes regarding sex from other people. There are no good girls gone wrong, just bad girls found out. I wrote the story myself. It's about a girl who lost her reputation and never missed it. Every man I meet wants to protect me. I can't figure out what from. Good sex is like a good bridge. If you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand. I'll try anything once, twice if I like it, three times to make sure. Good girls go to heaven. Bad girls go everywhere. It's not the men in your life that matters. It's the life in your men. A dame that knows the ropes isn't likely to get tied up. I never said it would be you know what? Now I'm thinking I took this from another site, not hers, but these are her quotes because I recognize some of them. Don't keep a man guessing too long. He's sure to find the answer someone else. Women like a man with a past, but they prefer a man with a present. Yeah, those are hers as well, but it came from a different site. Folks, the best quote of all is the reason in poetry form why you should be listening to our show every day. And for that, I turn it over to Beverly Nadler in her words, why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And, folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com, and click on right under the picture on the homepage, upper left, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you'll get to every show, every guest, every topic, last ones on top, you can arrow down, and in the search bar, you can put in Beverly Nadler, the guest, and all her shows will come up. You can put the topic, and on that topic, all those shows will come up. So do join the thousands that are loyal followers of our shows, so you don't need to miss any of them. For example, the awesome, the extraordinary, the incredible Peter Marks is on our show live tomorrow to give free on-air mini readings. He's a renowned psychic and medium. You don't want to miss that show because it is free and your chance to have your question or concern addressed. Back to you, Beverly.
Oh, yeah, I just love the humor that you added to this show. It's really good. I want to go back to we are spiritual beings having human experiences, and some of our experiences are not that much fun. So we need to keep thinking about how can we create it? What do we need to do? How do we need to think? And to have a self-image is very, very important. Dr. Maxwell Maltz said self-image sets the boundaries of individual accomplishment. And Meredith West, I don't know that name, but it's obviously a person saying something at the right time. And this is an interesting one. If you want to stand out, don't be different. Be outstanding. And Gehill Gibran said, the optimist sees the rose and not its thorns. The pessimist stares at the thorns, oblivious of the rose. Paramahansa Yogananda said, thought is fire. Use its concentrated power to consume all obstacles to achievement. You are meant to achieve. Anthony Robbins said, the defining factor is never resources, it's resourcefulness. And he also said, what you can't do, you must do. What you must do, you can do. Can ponder on that for a moment. That comes from one of the most well-known and well-regarded motivational and inspiring speakers and authors of our present time.
Very, very good indeed. And back to the funny side of quotes, these are about love. Where else can you have the humor if not love and sex and marriage? So here's some on love. If love is the answer, can you rephrase the question? A happy man marries the girl he loves. A happier man loves the girl he marries. Marriage is a triumph of imagination over intelligence. Second marriage is the triumph of hope over experience. Love is like a Rubik's Cube. There are countless numbers of wrong twists and turns, but when you get it right, it looks perfect, no matter what way you look at it. An archaeologist, I don't know who came up with them, but this by Agatha Christie, an archaeologist is the best husband any woman can have. The older she gets, the more interested he is in her. Women marry men hoping they will change. Men marry women hoping they will not. So each is inevitably disappointed. Put your hand on a hot stove for a minute and it seems like an hour. Sit with a pretty girl for an hour and it seems like a minute. That's relativity. Back to you, Beverly.
Very good. Here's an inspiring quote from Muhammad Ali. Champions aren't made in gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have last-minute stamina. They have to be a little faster. They have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill. And that is so true, because when we truly, truly want something, desire it, hold a vision of it, and we use our mind to vividly imagine and feel and act as if we have it, as if we are healthy, we are happy, we are prosperous, we are spiritually conscious. And I say spiritually conscious because that reminds you of who you really are. You can bring into your life this what you desire. And that comes from Roy Eugene Davis, who was the last ordained disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda, the last person who is still alive that was ordained by this great guru, who, by the way, his book, Autobiography of a Yogi, that's Paramahansa's book, as one of the best sellers in the entire world.
Wow, very, very good also. I think we could do about a whole week of quotes. And like I said, to go pick out a favorite when they're all so profound or funny or powerful. Whatever it is that it makes you laugh, what makes you feel good, if it inspires you, motivates you, they're all certainly worth it. Back to some funny love quotes. no man is truly married until he understands every word his wife has not said. I love that one, because we all know women expect men to be mind readers and get upset when they're not, even in, and maybe most importantly, in the bedroom. No man is truly married until he understands every wife is not saying. Marriage has no guarantees. If that's what you're looking for, go live with a car battery. You can't buy love, but you can pay heavily for it. Love may be blind, but marriage is a real eye-opener. A love at first sight is possible, but it pays to take a second look. It is better to have loved and lost than to have to do 40 pounds of laundry a week. I say, Coach Joyce here, I say it's better to have loved and won. Honesty is the key to a relationship. If you can fake that, you're in. All I really need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt. Love is like an hourglass with the heart filling up as the brain empties. I was nauseous and tingly all over. I was either in love or I had smallpox. The four most important words in any marriage, I'll do the dishes. But Denzel Washington only had two words when asked, what is the secret of having such a successful marriage in all the years we've never heard a word of discourse in the Denzel Washington marriage? And he said, I can sum that up in two words, yes, dear. Back to you, Beverly.
Love it. Well, thank you for adding this humor. I think it is a great thing, because humor is, again, so important for our health. But I shall go back to some of my quotes that have to do with the mind and with our abilities to become what we want to become. You know, Henry Ford, this is a very, very known, well-known quote by him, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I love that quote by him. And one from Napoleon Hill, what the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, you become what you think about most of the time. And we might want to recall this one, and I believe you will all know where it's from. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And, of course, we know that is from the Holy Bible. Back to you, Joyce.
Okay, back to love and the fun side. I think we're a great team here, because every quote is so powerful. I just wanted to put the humor touches in. Back to love. Love is never having to say you're sorry, it said. I say it is a good thing to say it anyway. That's my take on that. Love is never having to say you're sorry came from a wonderful movie with Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal. But I say it's a good thing to say it anyway. The secret of a happy marriage remains a secret. A woman has got to love a bad man once or twice in her life to be thankful for a good one. Love at first sight is cured by the second look. There is a place you can touch a woman that will drive her absolutely crazy. Her heart. You learn to like someone when you find out what makes them laugh, but you can never truly love someone until you find out what makes them cry. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep, because reality is finally better than your dreams. Love is temporary insanity curable by marriage. A husband or wife is someone who'll stand by you through all the trouble you wouldn't have had if you just stayed single. Back to you, Beverly.
Here's a very interesting quote from Paramahansa Yogananda. As we know, he was an Indian mystic, guru, and self-realized, which means that he actually experienced himself as the unit of what we might call God. He actually experienced himself. And he went to America and found these New Thought teachings and was very, very interested in and believed quite a bit in affirmations. And this is what he said about affirmations. They are statements of truth which when spoken with conviction are a strong vibratory force that destroys negative thoughts, wrongful habits, harmful mental patterns which cause ill health, anxiety, and fear. Affirmations repeated continually with concentration stimulate and direct the flow of life energy to bring about physical, mental, and spiritual healing. I consider that an extremely important quote because of who it came from, and to remind us that we can say affirmations. Not only we can, we should, but remember, when spoken with conviction, in other words, we need to believe them. And if we start off not believing them, say them often enough, and you will believe them.
And here's some more quotes on love that I found particularly funny. Mickey Rooney: I'm the only man in the world with a marriage license made out to whom it may concern. Natalie Wood: the only time a woman really succeeds in changing a man is when he's a baby. Ogden Nash: marriage is the alliance of two people, one of whom never remembers birthdays and the other who never forgets them. Patrick Murray: I've had bad luck with both my wives. The first one left me, and the second one didn't. What the world really needs is more love and less paperwork, says Pearl Bailey. Rita Rutner, famous comedian: whenever I date a guy, I think, is this the man I want my children to spend their weekends with? Rodney Dangerfield: I haven't spoken to my wife in years. I didn't want to interrupt her. Samuel Johnson: I might have said this one, but it really might bear repeating. Marriage is the triumph of imagination over intelligence. Second marriage is the triumph of hope over experience. And Tony Curtis: I wouldn't be caught dead marrying a woman old enough to be my wife. That's on the fun side. Back to you.
It's interesting. Tony Curtis, after Janet Leigh, which I think was his first wife, everybody else was much younger than him. That is, and he, I remember him in the movies as being absolutely, as a young man, gorgeous. So he had his choice. Well, I'm back to more, what shall we say, serious quotes or quotes that hopefully will have meaning in your life. And I do want to say the humor is so important. We've done programs, shows on laughter because it stimulates your immune system. It is good for your health, just like happiness. And in fact, humor makes you happy. Okay? Winston Churchill said, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. And William James said, the greatest revelation in our generation, which was not this generation, it was early 20th century, is the discovery that human beings, by changing the inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspects of their lives. And I think that is something we all need to remember. Dennis Wagley said, to establish true self-esteem, we must concentrate on our successes and forget about the failures and the negatives in our lives. And it is something that is so prevalent among human beings, is that they continuously can have a day where 50 things go right, but if two things go wrong, that's all they focus on. And we need to change that. We need to consciously, with awareness, notice what went right today, what went right today, what went right today, because we actually get our brains to cooperate. And in time, what our brains do is they naturally begin to look on the bright side instead of on the dark side.
And just some more funny ones on love, and then we'll start wrapping up our show. You can't buy love on eBay. Men have only two faults, what they do and what they say. Forget love, I'd rather fall in chocolate, says Sandra Dykes. all marriages are happy. It's trying to live together afterwards that causes all the problems. That by Shelley Winters. Steve Martin says, I believe that sex is one of the most beautiful, natural, wholesome things that money can buy. Also said, there is one thing I would break up over, and that is if she caught me with another woman, I wouldn't stand for that. Zsa Zsa Gabor, I want a man who is kind and understanding. Is that too much to ask of a millionaire? I've quoted that one for decades. I love that one. Robert Frost, the great poet, love is an irresistible desire to be irresistibly desired. And Sam Keen, you come to love not by finding the perfect person, but by learning to see an imperfect person perfectly.
That's a very important quote, that lad. I mean, they're all great, but that one, because so much in our relationships, we're expecting people to respond or to act in ways that we consider right or we consider perfect, and it's not possible. As I quoted Gandhi before, we're all different, and we think differently, and perfection on this physical plane is not really a reality. But that is a wonderful quote. It really is.
Thank you.
I have more quotes. I wasn't sure how long continue.
I'll just do a few more, and then we'll wrap up why, you know, the importance of quotes. We'll go back to that. But absolutely, yours are generic and life-changing. Mine was to add the humor. So we'll conclude with your quotes. Go ahead.
What is the real purpose for being in this world? It is to awaken to the knowledge of ourselves as spiritual beings in relationship to a reality. The reality is what we call God, which, not confined by space, time, or circumstance, is infinite. And the purpose of our lives is to recognize that this is part of us. This is who we are. And this quote is Roy Eugene Davis, who I mentioned before was the last person ordained by Paramahansa Yogananda. And by the way, he is still teaching. He has a wonderful center in Georgia. Denise and I go there every year for meditation retreats and also for the wisdom which this man, who is well into his 80s now, is departing.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry, I just realized that I wanted to share this one. Ernest Holmes, known for the science of mind, he says, we can no more do without spirituality than we can do without food, shelter, or clothing.
I agree. The most powerful people I know, the most committed people to making a difference, are highly spiritual people. So
definitely.
Share another two or three, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Okay. This is from someone, a British novelist, who said, a little alarm now and then keeps life from stagnation. In other words, you don't want a boring life. You want some things to be happening in your life. Life is always either a tightrope or a feather bed. And Edith Wharton said, give me the tightrope. I am always doing that which I cannot do in order that I may learn how to do it. Pablo Picasso, the great painter, said that. And Adele Brookman, who is a psychotherapist, said, use your imagination not to scare yourself to death, but inspire yourself to life.
Very
Abigail
good, Beverly.
Said,
I didn't ask you, Beverly, I didn't ask you, do you have a poem? Because I would want to include that. We only have minutes, and you usually have a poem on every show. So if you have a poem, I'm happy to hear that now.
Okay, I have a poem on miracles, because we are talking about the miracles, really, though we didn't mention that word. We're talking about the miracles that we actually create. You want that now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Miracles are happening every day. It's only our doubt that keeps them away. just feel the force from the sun shining bright, or gaze at the endless sky on a star-filled night. We live in a world of infinite changes, a flowing, a moving, a swinging, that ranges from the most extraordinary blessings to the most heartfelt and valuable lessons. There are things we call good and things we call bad. Some things make us happy and some make us sad. All is happening now in this one place and time, going from pain and struggle to the beautiful and sublime. Miracles are in the joy of children playing, in the tender words young lovers are saying. Listen to the exquisite song of a chirping bird. Imagine all the lovely sounds you've ever heard. When you look deeply at your life, what do you find? What do you give attention to with the power of your mind? You can focus on your fear of what you think you can't do, or the glorious promise of your dreams and miracles coming true.
You could not have picked a better poem as we wrap up the show, because both of us didn't give our quotes on miracles, and we have hundreds of them. So perfect to wrap up the show with a miracle poem. And the message I want to give you folks, if you enjoy the show today with our favorite quotes, really think about yours. Really write down when something strikes you. I could be watching television and I grab a paper to write down a great quote, or I see it in a book. I don't like marking up books, so I write it somewhere else, favorite quotes. And if you think it doesn't, can and will impact your life, when will you cherish them? When will you look at them? Well, when will you learn them? And I say, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? I sincerely urge you folks, find your own quotes, find the ones that touches your heart. Quotes really make me happy, so I just want to share my happy poem with you, set to music by Ted DiUva. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. all that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And quotes do make me happy. And as Voltaire said, happiness is good for your health. I want to share this quote I found on Facebook on July 4th, and it became one of my favorite quotes by a favorite friend, Stefan Rybak. I just love this quote on July 4th, and it just holds true for every day. On this July 4th, declare your independence from fear, anger, anxiety, and negativity. Free yourself from hatred, jealousy, worry, and resentment. Make this your day of victory by walking in faith, being grateful for your blessings, and living with divine purpose and positivity. And Stefan Rybak, who happens to be my radio advisor, is one of the most positive, powerful people I know. He always speaks with power and positivity. In fact, when he leaves a message on my voicemail, I don't even erase it. I save it, hear it again and again, because just his voice live from New York, he's always happy, he's always positive. So that by Stefan Rybak. Once again, folks, you don't want to miss tomorrow's show with psychic Peter Marks, known all over the world for his great predictions, his great wisdom, and all that he is and all that he does really impacts people. Did you want to share something, Beverly, about Peter?
Oh, I love Peter. Peter is, he's a regular guy who is totally brilliant and has, he's not only a great psychic, he's also a great astrologer. And putting the two things together is what makes him extraordinarily unique. And he is, on top of that, and perhaps most important to both of us, a wonderful friend.
Absolutely. And I want to end the show with a special prayer that I wrote for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That being my special prayer, I want to leave you with my message. Go out and make someone happy today. Go out and do a good deed. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And that's what we hope to instill in you each and every day to make the world a better place, one person and one positive action at a time. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.